This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The key word here is global. And again, it would be a big deal. If. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishaw reports today from the Marketplace Reality Check Desk, we are a long ways from anywhere.
This agreement is among the G7 countries. Emphasis on seven. There are actually 139 countries negotiating these global tax rules at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
Can you get 139 countries to agree to this?
Lillian Fallhaber is professor of law at Georgetown University. There are countries with minimum taxes below what's being proposed, and they aren't thrilled about a global minimum that would blow away their tax advantage.
Ireland has been very public over the last few weeks that they will not agree to any minimum tax above their 12.5% rate.
Of course, if all these countries do agree, all these countries' legislatures will have to come on board too, including the U.S. Congress, where Republicans have objected to the idea of other countries taxing U.S. tech giants. William Reinsch is a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It may be considered a treaty itself, the agreement, which means the Senate will have to pass it with more than two-thirds, and then there will have to be legislation to change our tax laws to conform to it. So this is going to be a multi-year exercise.
But there are some details even the G7 countries haven't figured out, says Manal Corwin, a former Treasury official who now runs KPMG's National Tax Office. For example, what size companies would be taxed?
They haven't agreed on a revenue threshold for how much revenue a company would have to have.
Or how much money does a company have to make off of a country digitally before that country can tax it?
That has to be decided is of keen interest to a number of developing countries.
We all know who's in the details, and he is alive and well in international tax law. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishaw for Marketplace.